planning of this book, I didn't really intend to write a whole chapter on MOOCs. I was going to treat MOOCs as just another teaching method, like ADDIE or maybe online collaborative learning. But this is such a highly controversial topic. There were so many points for and against the use of MOOCs that I eventually found myself having to write a whole chapter on it. And in fact, I've had the same problem when I come to do the podcast. I have such strong feelings about MOOCs, like everybody else, that I tend to get too engaged in making the recordings. The podcast goes on and on, and so it's too long. So I'm going to be very brief in this podcast. I've given a thorough overview and analysis of MOOCs. What I think you should do is to try one, if you can, or try two, try an XMOOC and a CMOOC, and form your own opinions. And it might be better to do that before you read this chapter, and then come back and read the chapter, so you can then have it be in a better position to judge whether you agree or disagree with my analysis. So in the meantime, I hope you enjoy both doing a MOOC and reading this chapter about MOOCs. Thank you.